Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Well, hello, friends. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back with another question this week. Are you ready, Brian?
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
Okay, here we go. Do you think you are a good listener?
No, I'm not. Like I talk way too much to be a good listener. I feel like I'm targeted again.
Oh, my goodness. Don't worry. Okay.
I want to believe that I am. I'm an active listener, right? Like if I'm ever talking with people, you'll see my head nod.
Yeah.
I am with it. I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
But I really don't think I'm a good listener.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I'm very distractible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So that was my follow-up question.
Yeah.
Why or why not? So you think you are distractible.
I know I'm distractible. It's not a thought. Yes, I know I'm distractible. I know that my brain is constantly moving, right? For those who might have a neurodivergent kid, ADHD, ADD, like when you are talking and when we're talking, it's also what makes me, I think, so I also want students to hear, like, and children here, if you are, great. You've got a gift.
Yeah.
Trust me, you've got a gift. It may seem like you don't right now.
Yeah.
School could be really tough for neurodivergent kids, but you have a gift. And in that gift is my brain is constantly going. So you were talking, and I'm thinking about our conversation while it's happening.
Yeah.
Which I realize, like, not everybody does that.
No.
And no one ever told me, like, that's strange, Brian.
No, it's a superpower.
Yeah.
It's
because our brains, as those with ADD, dyslexia, or any number of things, mine just happens to be ADD and dyslexia, is we think the same way, but our brain routes it differently, is how it was explained to me.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so while many think linear, ours is progressing completely differently. And so even, okay, we're talking about catching time, asking students questions, that kind of thing. Know that question might be bouncing around very differently in your child's head than it is naturally flowing through yours. So, no, I don't think I'm a good listener because of that. I also think, and hear me on this, is I want to fix things. When I hear people express a problem, a hurt, a fear, particularly my kids, I just want to jump in and fix it. I don't want to listen to the problem anymore. I want to fix it.
You're a fixer.
I'm a fixer. Parents, listen today.
Yeah.
Don't try and fix the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, Rachel, are you a good listener?
It depends.
Oh, okay. That's not the answer I expected either. Because, again, I would say Miss Rachel's a great listener.
Oh, yeah. It depends. So here's an example. So this morning I was having a conversation with our youngest, and she was talking, and I was like, whoa, that's, like, really crazy. And then she said something, and I said, that's awesome. And she came around the corner, and she said, Mom, I think your canned response was incorrect. And first of all
– wow.
So,
bold move.
Yes, I was very appreciative of her awesome feedback, right? So I was like, canned response. And I was like, oh, my brain wasn't listening. I had listened to the first part, and then I checked out, and she knew it. And she called me on it, and I was so appreciative because I turned around, and I was like, I am so sorry. I wasn't listening to you, and you knew it, and I appreciate you calling me out on it.
Yeah.
So I was listening, and then it flipped off, and I wasn't listening. So it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
Let's age stage this question, scaffold it. How do we have this conversation with an elementary school student? This one might be a little harder because listening – it's hard when you're three.
Well, it is because they're wondering.
Or 84.
Right? You know, because, like, how do you say you're a good listener? Because maybe you ask it in a different way and say, like, oh, so how do you think I am a good listener? No, that's not going to work either. How do you think I'm a good talker? Do you think I'm a good talker?
Yeah.
Why or why not? You know, that might be a fun one to try with a preschooler. I'm thinking for our elementary kids, asking them that question, they might even scare us. Sorry again for scaring you. They might even scare us and tell you, no, I don't think you're a good listener. You know, like, instead of saying, do you think you are, do you think I am? So for the parent, because this morning my daughter would have said, Mom, you're not a good listener this morning. So it's asking them, do you think I am, as a parent, a good listener? I think that's how I'd kind of flip it for them.
Okay.
But again, scaffolding it up, it would be –
I know how I'd scaffold it to theology.
Ooh, take us there,
so
Brian.
Again,
take us there.
Again, hey, this is a church podcast. You're going to talk about Jesus sometimes, yeah. right? I think where I would take it is, how do you see God listening?
Mm.
I think one of the greatest, I don't know, gifts we can give our kids or even conversations we can have is about what prayer does or doesn't do. And so we're talking about yeah. our conversation.
Yeah.
How is God listening?
Yeah.
But two, how are we listening to God? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you might be a great listener in real life, but when was the last time, and I am so guilty of this, you stopped and listened for God's voice. You sat in silence in the hopes to meet God and have a conversation where you're listening but also talking.
Yeah.
I think are great conversations to have with a high schooler or a middle schooler, particularly like, you know, I think about a lot of my camp experiences.
Yes.
Those were the things I wanted to talk about but didn't know how to bring up.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
so if I had a parent go, hey, Brian, coming home from camp. Hey, how was camp? Oh, it was great. Hey, Brian, did you hear from God while you're at camp this week? That's a very different question. Right.
Whoa.
Because, you know, when you send your kid to a church camp or Camp Kid Jam or any number of some of even our summer programs here,
yeah.
the intentionality that we program towards is that they do have an experience with God.
Yes.
And so asking our children, our students about that is how you scaffold it, right?
Yeah.
So I hope you're listening to this one coming home from VBS right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hey, did you hear from God today, right? And yeah. what did you hear, right?
Yeah.
Did you listen?
Yeah.
I think about tons of scripture where it was like, we didn't listen to God. So I think that's how I take it theologically. I think also, too, with a high schooler, is who are you listening to most? It's this idea of like, hey, what's influencing your thought? Hopefully mm-hmm. this. Hopefully you're listening to this.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a good piece.
It's like what you ask, Brian, what's feeding you?
Yeah, exactly. And so what is intellectually feeding you? Who are you listening to? So take a few minutes, answer those questions with one another. And we're back. Hopefully you guys had some great discussion.
Absolutely.
Miss Rachel, you know, you said it just before we left. My favorite question is, Hayes, what's feeding you?
Yep.
This is what's influencing your thought. It could also be, I sometimes phrase it as what's reading you.
Yeah.
But right now, hey, what's influencing you? What are the voices you're listening to? As a parent, let's make this for our parents.
Oh, okay.
Parents
okay.
are the only ones who listen to the end anyway.
Yes.
So.
Oh, this is true because the kids are already checked out.
Yeah,
just kidding.
They're done.
We got through the question.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. What's influencing me right now are other podcasts, other parenting podcasts. I love to listen to The Good Inside.
Yeah. I've been listening to Not Mom Alone.
Yes.
I'm not a mom. Still good.
Yes. Still yes, good. Yes, yes. Yeah. But listening to those other voices.
Yeah.
So I don't listen to the news. Because I don't want to hear the negativity because I feel that that's all they put into me. And so I'm trying to look at the positive things.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's speaking to me. I also want to say when yeah. we were at conference not too long ago, there was
the Orange Conference.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes. There was a moment where I felt like as ministry leaders, we are not always in the worship service because we curate the services or
yeah.
the different programmings and things. And that being there gave an opportunity where I was at this moment of peace where I did hear God talking to me. And now I crave that.
Yeah.
What am I not doing to put time aside for myself so that I can hear God speaking?
Wow.
And what can I bring forth to our kids, to our parents, so that they have that? A lot of times in Vacation Bible School, not a lot of times, all the time, we have bracelets
yeah.
that say, watch for God,
mm-hmm.
you know, or God sightings. And
yeah.
so I'm like, oh my gosh, like talk about convicting, you know, I need to watch for God.
Yeah.
Why am I not doing that? But yeah. So sorry, I just had to say that for you really quickly about
love
like,
that.
Woo.
Well, and a convicting thought for all ministry leaders, for parents too. Sometimes we go to church, but do we go to church? Do we listen?
Ooh. That was truth right there.
Because the truth is sometimes our kids go to Sunday school too.
Yep.
They don't always listen, right?
Yep. They catch something.
They catch something.
They do.
And more is caught than taught.
Yes.
We can talk about that later. But
yeah.
this is Catching Time. We're glad you were here.
See you next time. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.